Have your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter number 6 this morning. Revelation chapter number 6, verse 1, the Bible says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown that was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he opened the third seal, I heard a third beast say, 'Come and see, and behold, a black horse. And he that sat had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard the voice of the midst of the four beasts saying, A measure of wheat for a penny, and a measure of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. And when it opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?' And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season unto their fellow servants also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell under the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll and is rolled up together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich man and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?'" I want to preach just a little bit, the first part of the title of the message, on a place to hide. A place to hide. As we look at this, the Word of God, and God begins to tell us through John the Revelator, He begins to give us some things that's taking place. It's going to take place in the near future. You say, "Preacher, is this actual activity? Is it going to come upon this land?" Absolutely, because God said so. Amen. It's going to be filled right down to the very dotting of the I, amen, and crossing of the T. And the Bible tells us here that there's going to be a time. And He said, when the Lamb will begin to open those seals. And he said, "I heard the noise of thunder and the four beasts, and they said, 'Come and see.'" Well, what do they want us to see? They want us to see the things that's going to transpire at the end of the dispensation of grace. And when the Lord is coming back to rule and reign with a rod of iron, and what a blessing that's going to be, and a blessed hope. Because as we've already said this morning, if your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you've been recorded, if your name is there, praise God, you can rejoice in the Lord this morning because it's there. It's not there on your account of anything that you did. It's there because the Lord Jesus Christ loved you enough to come and die for your sins and to rise again victorious over death and the grave. Amen. And praise God. Be resurrected into a place that's high and lofty. Praise God, to make intercession for you and I this morning. What a God we have that would do that for us. We're unworthy, not worthy of it. But God Almighty loved us enough to come and die for our sins. But the Bible says He saw a white horse, verse 2. Now that white horse is a false peace. We know that. I'm going to go through this right quickly because we just need to lay this out so we can see it. Amen. We see this white horse, which is a false beast, and he sat upon it, had a bow, amen, and a crown. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth to conquer and to conquer. Now what we see here is we see false peace. We see authority, praise God, but we don't see he has a bow, but he has no arrows. He has a crown, amen, that was given to him. Whatever the devil does, he does by permission. Amen. He's not God, and he never has been. He would like to be, but I want to say, praise God, I'm glad there's only one God. Praise God, and He's real, and He's sitting on the throne, and His power, praise God, is magnificent, and He's never relinquished it. He has all power, praise God, because Him will glory, because it's His power, God, this morning. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad God has that power. Amen. The power to rule in the hearts and the lives of men. And when He'd opened the second seal, and he said, come and see. In verse 4, he said, there went out another horse. Amen. Now listen, there's a white horse, that's a false peace. But he said, there's a red horse, and power is given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. It was easy to take that peace, wasn't it? Now this red horse represents war. And he said, that red horse is going to come and take that peace. Hey, it won't be hard to do because it's a false peace anyway. I want to say the world today which we live in has a whole lot of false peace. But I want to say, praise God, there's a peace that passes understanding that comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It don't matter what happens, what goes on in this world. Praise God, we can with confidence trust in the Lord, realizing what no matter what happens to us while we walk through this life, praise God, we're going to come out on the other side. Come out on the other side, shouting in the portals of glory. God, praise God, God be the glory all the days of our life. Amen. As we look forward to that glorious day of his appearing, he said, but that red horse is going to come to take peace from the earth, and they shall kill one another. And he's given a great sword to do the job. I got to think about that. I'm glad we got a great sword, praise God, ain't you? And it's called the sword of the word, praise God. I'm glad we got a sword, amen, you can stick under your arm, you carry it with pride, and knowing that it'll do the job, it'll get you through this life. It's basic instruction before leaving earth. Praise God, it's called the old blessed King James Bible, and I'm glad we got one we can take with us, and that'll take us places, praise God, we never dreamt we could go. But I'm glad with the Lord Jesus Christ on our side, we can go places, praise God, for Him. That'll bring glory and honor to the God of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see that white horse, false peace. We see that red horse atop of war. And said, when he'd opened the third seal, he said, come and see. He sat on a black horse. He that sat upon had a pair of balances in hand. And now that black horse is famine. It's hunger. Amen. It deals with the economy. Do you see how this thing's playing out? I'm telling you, we're right knocking on the doors of all this coming to happening right now. Praise God, as we look at the Word of God and we look at the God of the Word and we see what God's wanting to do. Amen. Listen, He's wanting to get us closer than He's ever been. Get us right to the edge of this thing called life on earth. Praise God, so He can snatch us out of here, amen, to take us to be with Him. Praise His holy name. So we see the balances. We see the economy. He said, I heard another of a voice in the midst of the door said, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. Talking about a day's wages, amen. Hey, we're talking about a day's wages. Said it would buy a meal for that day, amen. He said, that's where we're coming to. Things is going to get tight. Things may get hard. Amen. But praise be to God. There's a God of heaven who promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. But He said He'd bring us through. Amen. Even for His glory. Bless His holy name. He said, see, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Amen. Those are considered a rich man's luxuries. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said, leave the rich man's luxuries around. I believe a lot of times rich people think they can hide in their luxuries. Amen. We find a place to hide in the luxuries of this world. But I want to say that's a fleeting thing. It's only a moment and it's gone. Amen. I want to say, God, praise God, there's only one place to hide. Praise, and that's in the Word of God and the truth of the Word. Praise His holy name. He said, and there's a fourth seal and a voice said, come and see. Verse 8, he said, I looked and behold a pale horse. Amen. And his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. Amen. See that hell, this horse is pale horse, a yellow greenish horse. Amen. An ashen horse, if you will. And that horse, his name that sat upon him was death and hell. Death to the body and hell to the souls and the spirits that follow after him, that follow with him. And said power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. You see what's taking place? You see how this thing goes from bad to worse. It goes from having a false peace to having no peace. It goes from having a place, amen, on this earth, praise God, and this horse becomes, and war begins to fall upon people. People begin to fight among themselves. Amen. Amen. He said they shall kill one another. Amen. People can't get along. They begin to kill each other. This ain't the first time it's happened. We see the same thing happen in Gideon's time, didn't we? Remember when Gideon went down there and they broke the lanterns, they shouted real loud, and the army that was against them began to slay each other. Amen. But we see how this thing begins to play out. We see this pale horse. Hey, praise God, that represented death of the body and hell for souls and the spirits that's lost without God. And we see the power that's given to them at the fourth part of the earth. Amen. A fourth part of the earth would, several years ago, they said a fourth part of the earth, amen, Brother Matt, would be over a billion people. A fourth part would be over a billion people. We think this coronavirus, it ain't nothing, youngins. It ain't nothing compared to what's going to happen to those that deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When he comes and he begins to open these seals and he begins to reveal himself and he begins to turn loose his power and his retribution to a lost and a dying world who have rejected and forsaken the God of heaven. Amen. He said they'd be killed with a sword and with hunger. Famine's coming. Amen. It's amazing to me that people all of a sudden are running out and taking up canning. I mean, people that's never canned before in their life are hunting. I was out to a Tractor Supply the other day trying to pick up a couple things, and they had got in a shipment of some quart jars, and they had them up there in the front of the store, and by 9:30, 10 o'clock, they were gone. People were hoarding them up, trying to get things so we could can and put away some groceries, because there's a famine coming. Amen. But I want to tell you the greatest famine that's already here is a famine for the Word of God, for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a famine in the land. And when we forget Him, praise God, when we don't love Him like He loves us, it causes a famine in your heart, and a famine in the family, and a famine in the church house, and a famine in our government, and a famine in our nation, and a famine in the world. Famines are coming. We need to get away from the famine. How God canning up some good things in the Lord. Amen. Down in the depths of her heart. Praise God, where we can, where it'll abide with us and go with us and it'll sustain us, praise God. No matter how bad it gets, praise God, we'll have what we need in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, but there's a famine a-coming. He said, there's death a-coming, plagues. Amen. Upon the world. He said, not only is the war the sword, but he said, the beast of the earth. They was talking a few weeks ago, talking about these cities where they got these big homeless camps. And you got thousands and thousands of sleeping in tent and living in the streets and feces and everything's everywhere. And they said the rat population is growing at an enormous rate. And that those rats, if it keeps on, that they'll be spreading infections and spreading diseases and typhoid and everything else, amen, that they can bring with them. Amen. This thing's a playing right into the hands. Amen. Praise God. It's just we know that God is real because we see it happening in our eyes. It's not a thing of the future no more. It's not a thing, praise God, but it's here now. It's happening around us. And there's no place to hide. No place to hide from. You can't get away from it. It's here. It's happening. Amen. So when it opened up the fifth seal, praise God, that fifth seal, he said, I saw under the altar the souls of them that slain for the Word of God. So we see this thing, it takes place. Amen. We see this taking place and the Antichrist coming on the scene. And now that Antichrist means instead of. Amen. Or against. And we see him energized. The Antichrist is energized by the master counterfeiter. You know who the master counterfeiter is, don't you? That's Satan. That's the devil. That's the accuser of the brethren. He's a master counterfeiter, amen? He comes with false apostles. As Brother Charles talked about this morning, he comes with false apostles. He comes with deceitful workers. Amen? He comes bringing lies and hypocrisy upon the world in which we live. Amen? We're seeing it all around us today. People are lying to us on every hand, trying to get us to believe a lie of the devil. But praise God, I'm glad there's a truth, and the truth will make you free. And boy, I tell you what, I'm glad I've got it this morning. I'm freer than I've ever been. Amen. Even as the world's a-changing all around us. But those that deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ, they just don't have a hope this morning. Amen. Jesus was rejected. The world rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. But they're willing to receive the Antichrist. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, let me ask you a question. How many people say, but boy, I wish we had somebody that'd step up and take care of all this. When they see all this stuff playing out, we gotta have somebody, people all over us going to say, we need somebody that'll take care of this. I'm telling you, right, young'uns, we're ripe for the picking. Amen. We're living in a day and hour in a world, pray God, that people would fall all over themselves to get this person that they think can take care of all this. And we see the Antichrist coming on the scene. While we've rejected, while people are rejecting Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, we see an Antichrist, a deceiver. Jesus said in John 5:43, He said, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. He said, if another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Amen. Can you see the time and era of Jesus' words? I mean, that's written in red. You can see the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, happening right before our eyes. Somebody rise up and say, hey, listen, we got it. Hey, we're going to give you peace in these big cities. We're going to give safety. We're going to get rid of all the trauma and all the persecution, all the things. And everybody's going to come together and we're just going to love everybody. Amen. And we ought to love everybody. But we still got to hate sin because God does. Praise God, they still are right and wrong in America. Amen. Amen. No matter what they'll have you believe, these false prophets, these false apostles, these people that spread false things, amen, false doctrine. Amen. God still got a promise. God still got a way and a plan. God still is trying to teach us right. Amen. Trying to show us His way. Bless His holy name. But the Bible says that these people will come to a place. He said, he goes on and tells us when that sixth seal and all the anarchy that's in the world. Amen. When a great earthquake and the sun will become black. In verse 12, it's sackcloth of hair. He tells about that in Joel chapter 2, verses 10 and 31. He said, the moon will become as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth as untimely fig cast, and the untimely figs was shaking the mighty wind. He said the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. I'm talking about an earth-shaking experience. I preached on this one time several years ago, I believe, on an earth-shaking experience. I believe God's starting to shake things up now, praise God, just to get its attention. Amen. He said, I'm getting ready to shift some things around down there, praise God. I'm getting ready to remove some things and change some things. He said, just whose side are you on? Amen. I want to say glory be to God. I want to be on the Lord's side. When He goes shaking things up, praise God, I want to be on the shaking side and not the shaken side. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Bless His holy name. But He said all these things take place. He said, but there's still, He said, even during this, there's no place to hide. False Christ coming, false promises, false hope, but a place to hide. He said He gives us in verse 15, He said, the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men. Now, these seven classes of people here that He mentions, the seven kings of the earth and great men and rich men and the chief captains and mighty men, amen, all those men of renown, He said, hey, listen, it don't matter if you're rich or you're poor. Amen. Praise God. He said, every bond man, every free man. He said, they hid themselves in the dens. They was looking for a place to hide. But I want to say, praise God, you can't hide from the presence of God. It don't matter where you go. You cannot hide from the presence of God. Men's been trying to do it for years and centuries and decades, but I want to say, God will find you out wherever you are. He knows where you're at, and He's able to get to where you are, praise God, no matter where it might be. Amen. I've told you the story when God was calling me to preach. We loaded up, got boxes, getting ready to pack up. We was going to leave out of here. Amen. I thought if I could leave out of here and get somewhere else, God would leave me alone. Amen. But we never did make it. We didn't make it out of, we didn't even get the first box packed. God Almighty kept doing my heart, praise God. And I said, God, I can't. Praise God, listen, I need some help. I need some relief. Praise God, I need some peace. And He said, hey, listen, just do what I asked you to do. I said, Lord, I got on my face. I said, Lord God, I'll do what you want me to do. I'm not fit. I'm not able. But Lord, you'll have to help me. He said, all I ask you to do is submit yourself to me. Praise God, there's a peace that passes understanding, overshadowed my soul. Praise God. An amazing thing about it, Miles, I didn't have to go nowhere. Amen. Didn't have to really do nothing, praise God. Just submit myself to Him. Say, Lord God, here I am. Amen. I thought, boy, this is going to be an adventure. I done everything I know to do to get out of it. I called my pastor, Brother Donald Burchett. Well, I loved him to death. He's a helper. He's a mentor to me. And I called him up and I said, Pastor, say, I got something I got to tell you. And he said, well, just meet me at the house about 6 o'clock this evening. I said, all right. So I loaded up, fretting worried all night long. He said, tomorrow you'll call him the night before. And he said, I worried, Fred. I lost sleep all night. Couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, couldn't do nothing. So I went to talk to my pastor. I got over there at 6 o'clock. He come in and sat down. He said, what do you got on your mind, son? I said, well, Pastor, I just want to tell you, God's called me to preach. Amen. He says, is that right? And I said, yeah, God. He said, well, let's pray about it. We got down there and prayed about it. And we prayed, got up out of there. And boy, tears just were rolling. Boy, I felt so much better because I told my pastor what God had put on my heart. I hadn't told nobody but my wife what I thought God wanted me to do. And when I told her that night about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, she was awake too. And she said, I know it. Amen. God Almighty had already revealed it even to her. We got done praying. And he said, well, son, I just want to tell you something. Give you the piece of advice. Boy, I thought this was going to be good. Tell me what I need to do, where I need to go. He said, if you can get out of it, get out of it. I said, what? Amen. I've been running from this thing for almost 4 years. Agonizing with God, trying to do everything I could, praise God, to be in His way. You know what I mean? To do what He'd have me to do. And He says, just get out of it if you can. I said, well, glory. What am I going to do now? And so he said, I'm not going to say nothing to nobody. He said, it's your responsibility. He said, God, but if you can't get out of it, He said, you'll have to tell the church. Brother Charles, I said, all right. I thought, well, come Sunday, praise God, I just jump up there and tell them. God done called me to preach. Well, Sunday morning come, I was teaching Sunday school, teaching teenage class. I went down there and taught class. Well, God just blessed. Got back upstairs, sung, prayed, everything was happening. I said, Lord God, maybe I can get out of this. Maybe all I need to do is just tell Him that You're calling me, Lord. And that everything's going to be okay now. Amen. So I went Sunday, come back Sunday night, nothing happened. I said, well, praise God, maybe I can get out of this. Come around Wednesday night, praise God, God was just all over the place. Didn't burden my heart for nothing. Sunday morning, the next Sunday, second Sunday, I got up there, and we went up there to choir, and we sung and stuff. Went to Sunday school, taught Sunday school, and had a good time in Sunday school. After Sunday school was over, went back up in the choir. Well, God, just Holy Ghost of God moving all over that place. Amen. The choir was over. They dismissed the choir. We went down their seat. I was sitting in the front pew on the very right-hand side. Amen. About the time that they started to do the special singing, Holy Ghost of God moved on my heart. I got up. I thought, I'm just going to get up and brag on the Lord. Amen. I got up out of the fire. God all over me. God just poured out on me. Praise the Lord. And I began to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, lifting up the name of my Savior. Praise God. And so there was nowhere I could hide from it, Brother Kevin. There was something down in my soul. I had to come out. I was like old Jeremiah. Praise God. I said, I'm not going to say a word, Lord. There's a fire in my soul, praise God. It had to come out. Couldn't hide it. There's no place to hide it. Brother J.R. Plemons was there that morning. Brother Donald asked him to come preach for us that Sunday morning. I'll never forget it. My wife told me after service over, said, when I stood up, J.R. Plemons took his Bible and stuck it on the pew. And he said, he's going to announce his call to preach. Amen. And I got done after I don't know how long the Lord dealt with me. I got done. I said, I just want to tell the church, God's called me to preach the precious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Pastor? Say, God, you can't hide what God's got for you. You can't hide from God Almighty. He'll find you out. Don't matter if you're rich or poor. Don't matter if you're smart or dumb. Amen. Hey, you're looking at a dummy. But praise God, I love Jesus. I'm smart enough to know, praise God, that He is God. He's my Lord and my Savior. Praise God. He died for my sins according to the precious holy rite. Through Him I might be saved. What about you? Amen. No place to hide. Praise God. He said they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks and in the mountains. Now watch this, it said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. And I want to say there's nowhere you can hide from God. I mean, there's no place that you can get out away from Him. Amen. Because by God's marvelous grace, praise God, He come to seek and to save the lost. That's why we need to have faith in Him today. But if we've never had before, we need to have it now. We need to have faith today like we've never had before, because we need to be faith for others that are watching our lives and are seeing all this come to pass. They need to have some hope. We've got the family members, loved ones, children, praise God, need to see something in us that'll give them a little bit of encouragement. Amen. A little bit of hope. Praise God. A place to hide. There's places to hide all over. It's where people are hiding all over this world. They're hiding out on drugs. They're hiding out on alcohol. They're hiding out in pornography. What they're doing is trying to dull their minds and their senses that they don't have to think about it, and they think they're hiding from it. But I want to say they're not hiding from it at all. Do you know, several years ago I heard a story that in under some of our massive cities are underground cities. Massive facilities. They say under Atlanta, Georgia is a complete different, another city unto itself. And people are going there, they're reserving places there to hide, praise God, from something that they don't even know about. They something that they're anticipating about, anticipating to come. And they're going to these massive underground facilities. They're building them all over the world. Amen. People's trying to find a place to hide. Now, isn't it? It's amazing to me that they'd go to that expense. Amen. To the extravagance of going to purchase and build a place underground to try to hide, when they could live in plain sight for the glory of the Lord. Amen. And God know that one day, in a little while, He'll take us out to be with Him. Praise God. He gave us, He made us a promise that He would if we'd just put our faith and our trust in Him. In Ephesians chapter number 2, the Bible says this. In Ephesians chapter number 2, if I can find it right quickly, Lord, just put this on my mind. He tells us this in Ephesians chapter number 2, in verse number 1. He said, and you have He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Those that's dead, he said, He makes us alive. He's quickened us to make us alive. He said, how do you do that? Verse 8, He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, it's the grace of God that's been ministered to you and I. Praise the Lord that you are saved through faith. I want to say this morning, listen to me, church family, it's faith, not fear. We don't have nothing to fear about. We've got an almighty God who says, I've got this, and I've got you. I'll take care of you. Praise God. God until the glorious day of my appearing, when you'll see me as I am. Now we look through a glass darkly, but praise God, one day face to face, we'll see our loving Savior. Praise His holy name. He said, I'll deliver you. For by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourselves. I'm glad I'm not keeping me. He said, it's a gift of an almighty God. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. God said, I've made an establishment. He said, I put your name in the book. It's the grace of an almighty God that done that. Amen. We live in a day and hour. We want to go out and we want to get them. We'll have them sign their name on a card so we can put their name in a book. But I'm glad my name ain't in a man's book. Praise God, it's in God's book. It's in the portals of glory. My name is registered in a file in heaven. And the Bible said it's kept, it's guarded by God Almighty Himself. Amen. Praise His holy name. Well, by grace are you saved. Say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about a hiding place. Amen. Or I don't have to have. I got faith and not fear. Not afraid of what man can do to me. Amen. Not afraid of what this world can do to me. He said, preacher, ain't you afraid of this coronavirus? I'm apprehensive. I'm not afraid of it. Worst thing it can do is, praise God, take me out of here. Amen. That's just, don't threaten me with heaven. Amen. All it can do is take me to glory. All it can do is take me to heaven, praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, ain't you scared? No, praise God. Hey, listen, I have that same thing every morning when I get up and go to work. I get up when I get up, I come up here and drive a car. My wife drives me. Amen. I have an opportunity. Hey, we could be killed and go out of here then. But I don't go around fearing over it. And I've got faith, praise God. Faith in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, that He's got a plan and a purpose for me. And He's got a time for me. The Bible says it's appointed man wants to die and after this judgment. Amen. I've got an appointment. You've got an appointment. Your appointment ain't going to come till Jesus is ready. Amen. Let me just give you this to think about why I'm here. He said that we're saved by grace. For by grace you're saved by faith and not of works. But James said, praise God, he said, show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. If we'd get busy, praise God, working for the Lord, praise, He might have an incentive to leave us here, change our date. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe God wants some people that'll work for Him. I believe God's got some people that's excited to do something for the Lord. And that might extend your date time just a little. He said, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, I'm not. Hey, listen, I don't care if you do or not. Praise God. God needs you and me. Amen. You say, well, He don't need nobody. He's God. Praise God. He wants us to be part of His work. That's why He calls us. That's why He saves us. That's why He keeps us here. To lift up the name of the Lord, to encourage each other, to encourage the brother, to edify the brother, to lift each other up. Amen. But say, the world trying to find a hole to hide in. Trying to find building massive facilities. Amen. Place to hide out. Amen. A place to hide. But Brother Charles, I'll tell you, there's only one place to hide. The only place to hide is under the blood. Only place, Brother Charles, we can hide. A place to hide under the blood. Amen. That's where we'll have to hide. Amen. To give you, if you'll look at this in verse 5, it said, And the fifth seal was opened, and I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony of which they held. Amen. You say, what's so significant about that? Praise God, they was under the altar. That altar is a place where the blood was applied and poured out. Praise God for the glory of God. We see it in Leviticus. Let me just show you that. Leviticus chapter number 4, verse number 7. He said, and a priest shall put some of the blood upon the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of the congregation, at the tabernacle of the people. Praise God, where the people come together to meet with God, and shall pour all the blood of the bullock at the bottom of the altar of the burnt offering, and which is at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Where is the blood, praise God? It's poured out. It's poured out. It's poured out, amen, upon the altar. Where are these people here? They're under the altar. Where are they at, preacher? Where are they at, pastor? They're under the blood, praise God. Well, they're safe, they're sound, they're secure when you're under the blood. Amen. Where's the best place to hide today, Miles? It's under the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. A place of safety, praise God, where nothing can get to you. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a Savior that we have. Leviticus, he goes on to tell us in Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11. He said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. He said, I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. He said, when the blood is applied, the soul is satisfied in the eyes of God. I'm glad, praise the Lord, I can plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ on my life. It's the blood. Praise God. I'm hidden by the blood. Amen. Covered by the blood this morning. Bless His holy name. Amen. That blood of Lord Jesus Christ is poured out upon the altar. He took His blood, poured it out for me and you. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. We see it. That was the precious Lamb of God. That was slain from the foundations of the world. See, the Bible tells us here of a great apocalypse. It's taking place, a happening. But I'm glad, praise God, that there's a God of heaven. Now, He talks about this. He talks about mass millions. I mean, on earth, the heaven and hell, praise God, it's going to be there during this time of trouble, the time of tribulation, time of a great apostasy upon this world. But I'm glad that there's a God of heaven who stepped out on our behalf, on the behalf of born-again believers, praise God, who says, I'm on your side. Revelation chapter number 5. He says this in verse number 4. He said, now one of the elders said unto me, now the Bible said he's weeping because there's a scroll, there's a book, and no man can open. And John said, I wept much in verse 4 because no man's found worthy to open the book, to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. Said, I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes. Amen. And which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. He said, John looked and he said, I saw a lamb as it had been slain. I mean, a violent, that had been through a violent death. What he saw was the Lamb of God with the scars of this world. Amen. Listen, when God Almighty looks at you, you and I, He sees the scars of this world. But praise God, He loves us anyway. He said, praise the Lord, I'll bring you through that just like I come through it. Amen. We'll come through it together for the glory of God. Amen. Brother Charles talked this morning at the persecution that we'll have to go through. But God said, I'll be there with you. Amen. The 7 horns, speaking to the omnipotence of God. The 7 eyes, speaking to the omniscience of God. And he said that he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Amen. We see this, praise God, playing out before us. And we see an almighty God. When we're looking for a place to hide, where can we hide? Amen. Where might we hide? The Bible said, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in verse number 8, he said, when he had taken the book and 4 elders and 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials upon the full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, but thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Whosoever will, praise God, he made all opportunity for, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Amen. And I beheld and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Praise God. Born again, God loving people. Amen. That God has called unto Himself, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen. He said it was the precious blood of the Lamb. He said we're hid in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ Himself, He went to God the Father. And the Bible said, verse 7, He came and took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat upon the throne. Amen. Can you see this? Can you envision this? Let me just give you this and I'm done. The Lord Jesus Christ goes to God the Father. Amen. He reaches out and He takes that to He takes that scroll, that book, amen, that sealed book out of the hand of the Father. And I can see in my mind's eye, praise God, I can see as He takes that, and that maybe the question there is how are you worthy to take this book? What makes you the one that can take this book? But the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, the world is mine. I created it. Amen. He said, it's mine in creation, praise God. I created it. In the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Without Him, without anything made that was made. Praise God. He said, listen, creation is mine. That's the reason I have the standing, the claim to take the book, because creation is mine. He said, the world is mine, praise God, not only through creation, but by the right of Calvary. Amen. The world is mine because I died on the cross of Calvary. I shed my blood. I bought it, praise God. I paid for it with my blood. Amen. Praise God. Don't ever think this world belongs to anybody else. Praise the Lord, it belongs to God and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, the world is mine to claim because of conquest. Amen. He said, I'm going to conquer it. He said, I'm going to conquer the world in war. He said, I come as a lamb. Amen. Do you know when in the book of Revelation, he's talking about in chapter number 5, he's still talking about a little lamb. Something that's meek and lowly. But praise God, it's a lamb with power and great might. He said, I'm going to come, praise God, in war. I'm going to come, praise God, and take it back. I'm going to come conquering it in war. See, the only language that humanity, under the unbelievers, ungodly people, understand is power. Hello? Amen? Power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. Amen? But he said, I'm coming, praise God, I'm coming to conquer the world with power. The only thing that unbelievers realize is power. I would to God they could see the power in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, praise God, Wayne, that transformed somebody like me. I was no lost, vile, something or another. You said, preacher, you got saved when you was 15. That's right. Praise God, if it wasn't for the grace of God. No, it wasn't 15, 14. But it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd never got in. It was the blood, the power of the blood that saved my soul from a devil's hell. Amen. I was looking for a place to hide. I've told you the story. Granddad preached the word over there at the Old Oak Grove Church. And, amen. Preached on hell one Sunday morning. I mean, it was real. I mean, I could feel the heat of fire on my little old feet as they hung out over that pew. It looked a little bit bigger, just about the size of Mia. And praise God, from that day on for about 7 years, Holy Ghost of God dealing my heart, amen, showing me I was lost and need to be saved. And I couldn't find no place to hide from it. Amen. Praise God, on that Wednesday night, 1976, Holy Ghost of God got me where I was. Amen. And saved me by His marvelous grace. Took me, amen. I haven't looked for a hiding place yet. Amen. Because I'm hid under the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, under the altar where the blood is. Amen. When trials come, heartache come, tribulation come, praise God, I just plead the blood. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He keeps me covered, keeps me hid in the blood. Praise God, the safest place you can be today is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, people don't like that no more. Don't need to preach on no bloody religion. Amen. Without blood, there is no repentance. Amen. Without no blood, there's no way to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. People's trying to work their way in or trying to hide from it. But praise God, I won't say there's no place to hide. The only place to hide today is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That place that He's made prepared for us. Amen. When He died for us on Calvary, shed His blood, and bought us with a great price. Amen. Now He's willing to fight our battles for us if we'll just let Him. Amen.